long pause means we have everybody. So, one final call. Have I missed anyone for comments or check-ins? Please call AK4HR, Net Control. This normally means we have everybody. And let's see, I'm looking at the schedule. Duncan, KO4JKV up in Asheville, scheduled to call the net tomorrow night. I know he'd appreciate you coming by and checking in with him as well. Stand by, and I'll pass my net report electronically. Looking at the logs here, we had 53 check-ins tonight, so excellent net for us tonight. But stand by, I'll pass my net report, and then we'll secure the net.
I'll give you two more if you want them. Check-in Kilo 9 Oscar Hotel, it's K9OH Billy. And my wife, Miss Nancy, Kilo November 4, Delta Bravo Quebec. We're both in Anderson. Good evening to you, sir, and all of it.
I thought that was you. I didn't want to call out just in case, but I thought that was you coming here. But my ears are getting tired for sure. But sounding good from Anderson up to the Blue Ridge repeater up there. I think I'm not sure where yours is located, whether it's upper or lower on the tower, but yours is up there too. And but anyway, I know you got a good signal going up there. So good to hear you, Billy. Appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. And Billy brings along Miss Nancy. That's Kilo November 4, Delta Bravo Quebec. KN4DBQ. So, Billy, sounding good. Appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. One final call before we secure Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, beginning a suffix of your call. And you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, please call AK4HR, Net Control. My internet does not seem to want to work, so I'll have to pass my net report either to Dave later. Let me see if he might be online or on the air. W4DJW, Dave, are you around, sir?
AK4HR, W4DJW, ready to copy.
I apologize for that. I'm not sure what's going on. I have it's something on my end. It's not yours. My net browser has decided it doesn't want to respond anymore. But anyway, please copy my message number 140, routine abbreviated, from AK4HR, W4DJW, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net report for March 4th, 2023. Check-ins were 55. Traffic was 1, sign at AK4HR, how copy?
Copy your net report, message number 140 for 3523. I think you meant 35, you said 34. 3523, 55, QNI was 55, QTC is 1. Back to W4DJW, back to AK4HR.
Correct. It should be 3535, not 34. You are. Sorry about that. Again, my typing for whatever reason has been severely lacking this evening. But thank you for that correction, and thanks for hanging out and taking my net report. I've got to figure out what's going on with my computer here. Something strange is going. Anyway, but I will go ahead and secure. So this is AK4HR now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. With our thanks for taking the time to check in. Remember and do your best and try and keep the magic RF smoke inside the components where it belongs and come back and check in again tomorrow night. We'll now return the repeater back to its normal amateur use. 73, good night, God bless.
4DJW, K9OH.
Hey, Billy, W4DJW.
So did everything work out? Y'all are good to go now?
Yes, sir. Many, many thanks. Appreciate your help on that. Yes, we have a new website up and running as of this time yesterday.
Very good. Glad everything worked out to everybody's liking and all that good stuff. I hadn't had a chance to do it. It's been a busy weekend.
I get it. I understand that we had an unexpected trip up to Caesar's Head today and got everything squared away up there. That's about a four-hour interruption. Nobody was expecting 4 or 5-hour interruption, but everything's squared away now. But, yes, much appreciated on the help with the website. It looks really, really good. It's direct and to the point. There's no fumbling around hunting for stuff. bells and whistles. It's just, and it looks good. At the same time, all of that, and it looks good. So really do appreciate your help getting us through that.
So what happened at Caesar's Head today?
I don't know. The court's still out. We're still debating it. It could have been the painters moved one of the antennas, but the top was below the bottom, you know, as far below the bottom as it was supposed to be above the bottom. And it was leaning to one side, and it was secured with a rope, so which means somebody was up there before us. Might have been the painters, might have been somebody else that was doing something else. Could have been a chunk of something fell off, because one of those domes up there has a dent in it the size of a football or a football helmet. It's huge. And our antenna was just above that. So whatever, it could have been whatever fell off of above went through our antenna, and then it bounced off of that dome and landed somewhere out there in the field. I don't know. Nobody really knows what happened to it, but we do know somebody went up there and secured it with a rope so that it wouldn't fall. But we went up there today and secured it much better than that, right? A whole lot better than that, until we can get back up there and take it down.
Oh, did they call y'all and tell you something was wrong?
No, they did not. And that's one of the questions that came up. We weren't informed of that. But I guess whoever tied it off figured we'd figure it out sooner or later anyway. I don't think there's any keys up there, tags. I don't think there's any tags up there, so I don't think they knew who to call.
Yeah, I know that feeling very well. Well, it seems to be sounding good and clear right now, so at least things are still working.
Yeah, this was the old antenna. The new antenna is still functional. It's not. We didn't have to do anything to the new antenna. This is the antenna that has been up there for 30 years. It's been scheduled to come back down and rebuild it. We bought another one to replace it. That other one's going to go up, and this one's going to come down, and we're going to rebuild this one to go back. So we've always got a spare.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea. That's pretty much the way it's going to be. We have two of them are up, and I got one more to put up and in place. And I'm letting the other guys use it when we get everything sorted out here in a couple of weeks. But anywho, it's always a work in progress, but hopefully we get that packet station back up and going. I had to temporarily borrow my antenna back because we had some issues, but you know, progress has been made. That's the main thing.
W4DJW. It sounds like everybody's starting to roll again after COVID. COVID really put a dent in our progress, but we're getting going again. It's taken a lot of oomph, but we're getting going again, and it sounds like you are too.
Yeah, slowly but surely. That's for sure. Well, I'm gonna get out of here. Another work day begins tomorrow at 5:30. So good to hear you. Glad everything went well and is working as expected. And if y'all need anything, y'all know where to find me. W4DJW, K9OH.
Thanks again, Billy. K9OH, W4DJW, clear.
No, AK4HR, do you want me to try and pass that net report electronically, or is passing it to you okay?
I took it down in Notepad, and then I logged it for you, and then I ran the net report, and it ran fine. So you are logged and in the report that it generates. It generates report every night. Tells who got how many and where they are and all that kind of stuff. So everything's cool now, Mike. You don't have to do anything.
Favorite thing to do here lately, so I appreciate it. Yeah, I apologize for having to swap net. I planned on being back, and best intentions just didn't seem to work out. But, again, I was able to get Patrick yesterday, and hated to put him on the spot, but he said it would work out better if he called yesterday and then I called tonight. So we should be back on track. So hopefully I won't run into that again and can get back on track from here. But, again, Dave, appreciate everything you do to keep us coordinated for sure. I know it's a thankless job, I'm sure, quite often. I know you had a busy day up there with the antenna and stuff, so I'll let you go, sir. Again, appreciate all you do, and we'll talk again soon. 73, my friend.
All right, Mike. Well, there's no worries with swapping out with somebody if you want to. That doesn't bother me in the least. The only thing I want is just to make sure it's called. That's it. And I do appreciate your dedication to it over the years, and I mean years. So I appreciate everybody. We've got a really good team. We've been fortunate to have a really good team for a long time. So knock on wood, I'm happy for that. Anyway, take care. Enjoy the net tonight. AK4HR, W4DJW clear.
I think, like I've mentioned before, it definitely, I mean, not that I need a reason to be forced on the air, but it makes me get on the air because, again, I still, years later, still, I don't want to call it mic fright, but I just don't talk very much. And my wife even tells me all the time, she's like, why do you have all these radios and you never talk? But so I'm trying to get better at that. That was one of the things I was going to work on. So hopefully you'll hear me a little bit better or hear me a little bit more. So anyway, Dave, I'll let you go, sir. 73, AK4HR clear.
Well, Mike, you might have heard the same thing I heard. My dad used to tell me, the more you listen, the more you know. You know what you know, and you know what they know. The more you talk, you know, all you know is what you know. So that really stuck with me throughout the years, especially with writing code. You listen to people more than you talk, and it gives you the competitive edge, and it was competitive while I was doing it. So I think it's just stuck that way. I like to listen, too, a lot more than I like to talk. It's just it's a good practice, but somebody's got to talk. So being in net control really helps you with that. I get it 100%. No, W4DJW, clear.
I've got one last thing to say, and then I promise I'll let you go. But, yeah, I think I learned the same thing, was just to listen more than I talk. You know, I always had heard you have two ears and one mouth, so you should listen at least twice as much as you talk. But then again, as hams, I heard another ham say, you know, you can listen all you want, but unless you talk, nobody knows you're out there. So, again, on frequencies, especially ones that don't get utilized a whole lot, I mean, again, I think we're lucky on the repeaters in this area. They're pretty active. But, you know, I think I told you I was in Charlotte yesterday, and, you know, some of them are there. But, like, if I go down to the beach, you know, to visit my son down in Beaufort or down in that area, I can go two or three days. And, of course, I'm not listening the whole time, but I don't ever hear anything. And I'm like, you know, I'll key up and just do the, you know, AK4HR testing just to make sure that I hear something and can actually hit the repeater. But, again, I don't know if we're unique in that because I don't travel a whole lot, but we definitely have a good community here. But anyway, and I think you probably know what I'm saying, but I'll go ahead and clear back out. And, again, like I say, appreciate everything you do.
That reminds me of what Ray said. Ray used to say all the time. He said, it's there to be used. It's not there to just be there. It's there to be used. And we're fortunate. We got a lot of people that like to use it. So use it. there's nothing worse than a repeater that just sits there and never gets used. Anyway, take care. AK4HR, W4DJW, clear.
Talk again soon. All right. AK4HR, clear.